Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I had a great weekend. I really did. My husband and I left Friday evening to head to my oldest son's. We'd not seen him since November. And if you remember me talking about, we had Christmas in November because my youngest son was doing a mission trip to China and he was leaving in December. So we all got together and we had Thanksgiving and we had Christmas all in November. But we had a really nice, relaxing weekend. We spent just the time visiting and talking and laughing and sharing. And my son, all of them, really, but I'm talking about my oldest one, is now a grown man who is advising his kids as to their future. He's also a granddaddy now. Flashback here from our younger days of parenting, and I think that we must have got something right. And now he's doing, in my opinion, a better job than I did as a parent. Parenting is an important job. And being a mom, well, it has days with great challenge. But at the end of the day, you see the beauty of family, the very first institution established by God. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world is an old saying, but it's very, very true. And if you read in, you know, if you're a woman, you want to read Proverbs 31. But the 31st verse of 31, honor her for all that her hands have done and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Well, I raised five sons. I don't know anybody's going to bring praise at the city gate, but I raised five sons. And no, I was no saint. Ask them, they'll tell you. But I did persevere, and I see the men that they have become and how they are now good men and husbands. No, they are not saints either, but they are full of love and devotion to their families and to God. I end each show with the song, Coming Home. My youngest son wrote that song, and he is the one you hear picking it on the guitar. He gave it to me, but I requested one thing. I want to hear the slamming screen door at the end of the and with the words, I'm home. Home. Bring America home. As you know, I recently traveled to Nebraska for a Range Rights and Resource Symposium. And the best thing about my job, when I'm able to travel, are those wonderful people I'm privileged, and I mean that, absolutely privileged to meet. And today's guest is one of those, Kimberly Fletcher. As I was reading about her on her website, this could have been me. I'm just going to read a little bit of what she wrote. We need a little mommy sense. I'm not a professional broadcaster. I don't have a college degree. I'm not a politician, a lawyer, or a social scientist. But I do have an important job. A job that requires me to balance a budget, resolve domestic disputes, guard against foreign threats, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and teach and mold the lives of future citizens. So what am I? I'm a mom. And now I have a microphone. America wasn't started, she said, by government. It was started by families, and it will be families that will save her. We, as a people, need to be willing to make the sacrifices and put in the time necessary, not only to restore liberty, but to secure it for the generations to come. This isn't a sprint, it's a distance run. And I'm in it for the long run. And she says, are you with me? Liberty brings at home. Liberty beings at home. And if we don't start there, nothing else will do. Nothing else will matter. The future of America is on our hands, ladies, she says, and it all begins on the home front. Kimberly hosts an Kimberly is a host on an Omaha conservative talk show, which is called The Answer. And her show is titled On the Home Front. You know, Kimberly, I have said and I have asked many times, do you know what scares liberal progressives more than a conservative patriot with a gun? Well, it's a conservative woman with a microphone. And I welcome you to CSE Talk Radio this morning, and I thank you for being a truth representative of American families and encouraging moms, because they need it, encouraging moms across the nation at a time they are termed deplorable or said to need government assistance or demeaned for their choices, when theirs is the most important job of all. And I thank you. Welcome to CSE Talk Radio this morning, Kimberly. How are you doing?
Great. You just got me all inspired just for reading all
I'm trying to get you, as my old boss used to say, whomped up. I think you're probably like me. It doesn't take a whole lot to get whomped up because we really have a passion.
We do.
You know, when I say bring America home, I kind of go back to thinking of the Walton days. Back when one person in the family had a crisis, whether it was self-inflicted crisis or something that's happened, the entire family came together to solve it. And that's what I mean when I...
They had Little House on the Prairie, or, you know, you pick any of those great old shows. That's exactly what happened. It was always about family, and now all the families on TV are dysfunctional, and that's not a good representation, an example to look for of what a family should be or what a home looks like.
You know, and they tend to, I know we're going to talk about women, but I know in the women's movement, the feminists, oh my goodness, they've come out with some things this weekend. You just want to smack them around a little bit, but they need to be sent. I told my son, we were talking about raising the kids and everything. Now he still has a 9-year-old at home, but the older three are in college or out of college. Or taking a break from college, maybe I should say that. His oldest is a girl, and she's married and has a little one, and so she's kind of taking a break, and she's staying home with that little one. But I was talking about, you know, how all of a sudden we have these colleges with these young people that need safe spaces. I said, I always gave you a safe space. He goes, yes, you did. You sent me to my room till I could think it out and make better choices. So I'm sure you kind of have a similar, you know, way that you deal with the children, but sometimes we have to send them to the room for the safe spaces.
Well, you need to. I think one of the major problems is what's going on in society is we as mothers want to protect our children so much from, you know, the bad things in the world, and it's become kind of a scary place in some ways for moms. Or, you know, when you hear all these stories of children being taken or whatever, you know, it causes us to be very concerned. And so we've kind of become hovering to the point of overprotection instead of helping our children to empower themselves and teach themselves to stand up, you know, against whatever the bullies or the confrontation may be, and help them to manage through it and get past it. We're shielding them from it, and so they go out in the world and they have no idea how to deal with it. And it's really us as moms that have the ability to help them, empower them to go out there and stand up for themselves and stand up for what they believe in. And they don't have to cower. They can stand up tall and say, you know what, I disagree with you and this is why. So teach them how to speak articulately and stand for their truth and their beliefs instead of shielding them from everybody who disagrees with them.
And the truth in life is life isn't fair. And they have to learn to deal with that. You know, you're going to have, I know that this person or this person, you don't like them, they're not fair. You know, you're going to deal with that all your life. You're going to stumble across people or bosses or work coworkers that aren't fair, or they don't behave as they should. And you have to learn, we have to teach them how to deal with that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about family, in particular women, today. 877-895-5410, because it is family, as Kimberly said in what I read from her. It is families. It is you. It is me. We the people. That we're the only ones that can bring America home. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Kimberly Fletcher. She is also a talk show host. She has a Saturday-Sunday talk show out of Omaha, and I'm going to let you plug that just a little bit because she does have everything podcast, and you can go and listen, and I'm going to let her give the website and talk a little bit about that real quick, and then we have something very important we want to share with you today.
Awesome. Well, the radio show is homefrontradio.com. You can hear it if you're in the Omaha area on Saturdays and Sundays, but then we do post it online, and I have a whole archive on there, and you can search it by topic or by show at homefrontradio.com, and we send it out in email, so if you join the email list, then you'll get the updates on every show that's uploaded each week.
Pretty cool. Now, is the show live on Saturday and Sunday, or do you pre-record it and put it up? Because I know you do interviews during the week.
I do. I pre-record it. I'm a very, very busy mom, and
yes,
I had to figure out, you know, we have this window of opportunity that I keep saying is a 2-year window because we have no idea what's going to happen. And unfortunately, the way our culture goes right now, we cycle in 2- and 4-year cycles according to the elections. And so I know that we have a 2-year window of reprieve where we have the opportunity to reach as many citizens as possible, moms, dads, families, and help them understand the principles of liberty this nation was founded on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I've had several stations approach me and ask me to do a show, and it just didn't feel right. And I'm very full plate. And then the Answer Omaha came, and when they started their show about a year and a half ago, when they started their station here. I was very impressed with the station, with the hosts, with all the lineup, and I thought, you know what, that's a station I could get behind. But I was still busy. Well, they approached me, and we sat down and had a discussion, and I thought, you know what? I have got to put in the time. How can I not, when I have this opportunity to reach more people, more moms, more families, and help them understand true principles? Because all issues are mom issues. when you can talk to them on a relatable level and you know, with inspiring stories and personal examples, they get it. It connects. And so I jumped in and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. But there's no way that I could do a live show. As you said in my write-up, I'm not a radio host. In fact, every time I go in there, that's what they keep saying at the station. They're like, you're a great radio host. And I'm like, okay. I just get on the microphone, talk with great people, and have great conversations.
You know what? Yeah, and that's what sets you and I apart from all other radio talk show hosts, unless there's some more Kimberlys out there that I don't know about.
I haven't found them. I found you, but you know what? Maybe so, because I was excited to connect with you.
Because we're like sitting at the kitchen table, just talking it out. And family is important. And the demeaning of the family in this nation is the breaking of this nation. If we have strong families, we have a strong nation. And what we see going on, and I know I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to you, but I want to encourage all those that are out there, because I have homeschoolers that are listening. Kimberly homeschools her children. She is a much braver mother than I was. I was not able to do that. And, you know, but I got mine through it. I taught them how to deal with life. And, you know, but it's, you know, we're just right here with a passion for family, for country, for God. And the women that are listening to you and I, they need encouragement. You're younger than I am, but I remember when I was a young mother and how overwhelmed I was with the children. And I only had five. Kimberly, I think you told me you have eight, didn't you?
I do.
And,
yes, I do.
And you know, so she has three more tag pulling at her blouse, you know, or at her legs saying, mom, mom, mom. And, you know, you get to be where you're overwhelmed. And those young mothers need encouragement. I remember years and years ago, I went to, it was actually a film. It was filmed, but it was Dr. Dobson. And it was, you know, encouraging families, in particular moms. But in one of the segments, and they actually hosted it here in my little town at, it was at the school, I think. I'm trying to remember where we watched this. But it was on video. He had presented it, and so it was a conference, but it was videoed. And one of the things he said was that the older women need to encourage the younger. And how they used to do that back in the old days, you know, they got together and they did windows together, or they did their bread day together, and they, you know, it wasn't all about gossip. It was also lifting them up and helping and encouraging them. And that's what I see your show as and my show as I'm reaching out to more than just that, but it's that's where we're coming from. We know the answer, and the answer is simple, but it doesn't mean it's going to be simply applied. Because it will be difficult. It's arduous. We have to keep at it. I persevered through the five sons, and I was outnumbered, but I persevered. And you will too, and the younger mothers that are coming up, they will as well. If they just need encouragement.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's what we. You're right. That's what we did. That's why they had the quilting days, and you know, all the opportunities they had to come together. And I think that's exactly what our shows do. We're kind of like, you know, the new quilting party. Just, you know, come together and hang with us for a little bit. Because I don't forget what it was like to be a young mother. But I think sometimes as we get older, you know, and we transition into these different stages, we forget, and we'll see a mother behave in a certain way, and we're like, oh, how could she do that? Well, you know what?
Maybe she had a bad day.
We were there too. Everybody has a bad day. And you know, multiples. I remember there was one day I didn't know how I was going to cope. I just could not manage getting through the day. And I just said, I just have to get out of the house. And I just got in the car and I left, and I forgot my cell phone at home. And, my sister had called the house, And my daughter said, well, she's not here. And she goes, well, where is she? And she said, I don't know. She just left. And she's like, oh, my gosh, does she have her cell phone with her? Is this a Marie Osmond moment? Because Marie Osmond had left without the cell phone when she was suffering from postpartum depression. And they were all worried about me. Well, I came back because I realized I forgot my cell phone. And I wanted to call some friends. You know, I just need some encouragement. And that's what it is. I got my cell phone. I went back out again. And I just went to a grocery store, sat in the parking lot, and I called a friend, and I just said, I just needed someone to remind me, not why I'm homeschooling. It was one of those really difficult days where everything was mounting and homeschooling. I didn't need someone to remind me why I was homeschooling. I needed someone to remind me why I had children. Somebody remind me. I know that's a good reason, but today I just need to be reminded.
It is a heavy responsibility, and unless you're a mom that has been there, and even the working mothers. I don't want to discount them because I'll tell you what, they do a lot. And I've been in both those worlds. And you work all day and you come home and then you've got to figure out what's going on in the evening or which direction when they get busy and they're into other things. Like I said, I didn't homeschool. So we had football. We had choir rehearsals. We had, you know, they were in the Sounds of Joy, which was a special choir, a show choir. They had marching band. They did it all. They were active in the church and the youth. And you had to figure out which direction do we go tonight or which direction does which one go? And, you know, it's.
And mom knows everything. You know, we're like a filing cabinet.
Well, I wouldn't say I did that well.
But they think we do.
Yes.
If we do it enough, they think, oh, mom's got the schedule. Mom knows where the socks are. Mom knows where she's also. They're always coming to us saying, where is this? Can you help me with that? But I remember Bill Cosby one time, he said in one of his books, he said, you know, he trained his son, he worked with him every day, throwing the football and everything, and then he gets out there on the field in high school, and he
hello,
makes
Mom.
A great touchdown, and he turns around and says, hi, Mom! And he's like, really?
Well, and there is
connection, you know?
There is a special connection between moms and their sons, and there also is, I can't attest to it because I had no daughters, but I know between my dad and me, you know, we had a different connection than I did with my mother. And I felt like it. There were times when we were at war, but there were times, you know, when I was younger, mm-hmm. that we were very close. And, you know, that's family. You know, they're not saints. We don't always get along. We don't always agree. And, you know, there was times I just wanted to run away from home when I was a kid, and I had a few of mine wanted to run away from home.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's that's just family, and you teach everyone how to deal with those differences, and that happens
well,
in life.
Well, that's your first society.
Oh, my goodness.
If you can
Absolutely.
Teach them how to do that in your family, it's just a small, like, you know, little experimental bubble of what's out there in the real world. So those relationships that you have, and if you can develop them and you can manage them well, and you manage to not run away, even though we want to sometimes, and you come back when you do, then you can manage outside in the real world, too.
My running away was usually, I usually went into the bathroom, closed the door, sat on the floor, and cried for a little while. Then I came out.
I did my closet. I went in and I hid under my clothes because I knew they'd find me.
Well, I'm glad to know other mothers did that, too. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. We're going to march for Mom, though. We're going to march. A Mom's March is coming up in September, and we want to talk about that and share that with you because we need to encourage mothers. Whether they're at home or whether they're working, and we need to bring America home. 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And Kimberly and Beth Ann, we'll be back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call if you want to visit with us regarding family, that's what we're talking about today. And, you know, people might say, well, that doesn't really relate to politics, Beth, but it does, because home is where the heart is, and we're in the heartland of America, and it is the heartland of America that is going to make the difference. I remember when I was a young mother, Kimberly, that Mother's Day, I didn't like it at all. All the cute little verses, all the warm fuzzies. It made her out to be like she was this saintly woman, you know, that could just conquer everything. And I knew that I had baskets of clothes yet needed to be folded. I knew that I had baskets of clothes yet needed to be put in the laundry. I had dirty kitchen. I had dishes in the sink or something, you know. And I remember one Mother's Day going to church, and particularly my oldest boy, he was at that age where he was very argumentative. So we were having some kind of a heated discussion on the way, or before we even got into the car to get to church. And I remember sitting in the choir crying all through church because I was so upset. You know, being a mom is tough. And you got to be tough to be a mom. And it's okay to cry. And I have this little verse from Max Licato. A woman's heart should be so hidden in God that a man has to seek him just to find her. And I think the women of this nation right now, they have been fed a line of hooey. And they need to embrace who they are. And I read last week, the woman playing, they're all, the feminists are mad at the actress, which I can't remember her name, that's playing Wonder Woman.
Gail Gadot.
Playing Wonder Woman. And she was 5 months pregnant. She's embracing who she is, and they're upset that she was white, which she's not really white. She's Israeli. That she's a white Caucasian woman and had a perfect figure. She wasn't fat. And they went on and on, and I'm thinking, you know, people, why aren't they telling young women, we're glad that you're in good shape, we're glad that you're embracing who you are, but instead,
right?
Because, you know, it just made absolutely no sense to me, and demeaning this woman for what she was doing. She's got the family. She embraced life, the life that she's carrying. It was her second child, and still going on with her career. She conquered the world. She you know, took on the enemies while she was 5 months pregnant. At Friday's show, I said, Comey is no Wonder Woman. But, you know, they just won't embrace. And women of this nation and around the world, really, they don't understand who they are. And they need to be proud of who they are, because their strength and power in being a female. And God created us for a purpose. And you know, it's the Moms March is coming up in September. So let's talk about that and encourage mothers and encourage some of the husbands. You know, let your wife get out to this, and you can babysit the kids for the weekend. But let's talk about
That's
the Moms
what
March.
I think. Well, okay, so first of all, I think it's important that exactly what you said. We have been stripped of our history and our heritage.
Oh, absolutely.
And the way that mothers have been and homemakers have been cherished in the past, we want to bring that back to life, because it was something that was revered. I mean, great presidents, even dictators, recognized the role of mother in a community, in the nation. Or even Bonaparte said, if France has good mothers, they will have good sons. And so it's every great leader has always recognized that. And if you want to destroy a culture, then you're going to go to the group of people that has the most influence in that culture, and in any culture, that's mothers. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That is not just a cute little saying. It's an immortalized fact.
Right.
So we stand on the front lines of freedom. We stand on the front lines of everything that we believe in and we hold dear. And so if somebody wants to destroy that, they need to get us out of the way. And if they came at us full front, you know, and said, get out of the way, we want your children, then, you know, Mama Bear, Lioness at the gate, we'd stand up with our sword and say, thou shalt not pass. So they know that. And I think, you know, initially they kind of started out that way. But those who would destroy our country and our culture and the freedoms that we have, they have come to the knowledge and understanding that the better way to handle it is to convince us that we're not who we are and pull us away from where we have our greatest impact, our children, our home, our family. And I'm not saying, you know, the idea of working outside the home or, you know, serving outside the home or whatever is bad. Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Whatever we decide as mothers, that's what's right for us. If we, you know, we sit down with our husbands or and our families, it's up to us, our spouse and our God, how we're going to manage that family, how we're going to manage our children. But there is this group of women who are determined to convince us that everything that we do is a waste of time, and that if we don't have a job and a title and money for ourselves, then we're dependent on some man who's oppressing us. And if you read some of their quotes, I mean, they're even talking about, you know, the whole goal is the destruction of the family and the disintegration of marriage, because marriage is a mockery on women. And I'm like, wait a second. And I think even a lot of people who self-identify as feminists, when you read those quotes to them from these women who are leaders in the feminist movement, they're shocked. And I want to be able to help them understand, listen, the greatest work that we will ever do and the greatest act of patriotism we will ever perform for our country, we are doing in our own home and our own family. And the second thing that we can do is help encourage all those mothers who are still doing it. My mom has an apartment in my basement. And I am able to do what I can do because she teaches my son for 3 hours a day. I take him in the morning, then she does work with him, and then we, you know, do our thing in the afternoon.
Tag team.
But I have those 3 hours where I can do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be this, you know, support and encouragement. And now it's like everybody's like, well, you're not doing it right. Well, you should be doing it this way. You should be doing it that way. And the Moms March for America brings us all together. Because we all want the same things. We all want our children to be safe. We want them to have a good education, which basically means provide for themselves and be decent people. We want them to be healthy and happy. We all want that. So we can all come together and for those 2 hours, that one day, and say, you know what? Mothers matter. And the work that we do in our home is the greatest contribution to our society, our culture, and our country. And then we can go from there. Let's promote a foundation of freedom in our home because they're not getting it anywhere else. Let's teach them the principles of liberty. Let's talk about the Constitution. Let's bring truth and common sense. I love your common sense. We call it mommy sense on my show.
I love that. I love that.
We need more of that. We need more of that. So let's all come together September 23rd for a big dose of mommy sense and tell them the world, oh, no, we do matter. You better listen to us.
Well, let's talk about where that's going to take place.
It is going to be, the center of the march is going to be in the heartland of America in Council Bluffs, Iowa. We are broadcasting it live so moms, grandmas, daughters can march wherever they are. So if you want to come here, we'd love to have you. But the point is, we keep looking to Washington, D.C. to solve all our problems. And so we didn't want to have it in Washington. No, they're not listening.
D.C. creates the problems.
It does. So we want to bring it back home. I love what you love that tagline. I'm still going to use that. Bring America home. That's what we're doing. We're bringing America home to the heartland, to the home where the hearth is, and wherever moms are, so they don't feel like they have to leave their family to come and participate. They can get online, Facebook, their phone, whatever, and they can connect. But we're encouraging them to connect with other mothers in their local community, invite them in your home, you know, have chips and dip and gather together. And
exchange recipes.
Wherever.
Wouldn't it be nice if we got this nation so turned about we could do kitchen clatter again? You know, we could just have the recipes here.
I love it.
Bring America Home is very special to me. It came to me in the night, and you know that doesn't happen without God. God smacking you in the head a little bit. And that's how Bring America Home came to be, because I speak mostly to rural America, and we're reaching out to all America, because rural America is the foundation of all America. The heartland of America is exactly that. We're the heart. And we've got to get that heart growing, kind of like the Grinch, you know. Maybe we've been stifled a little bit. We need to get it growing, and we need to encourage these women and these mothers out there to embrace who they are, to embrace the family, and bring America home. And Beth and Kimberly, we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kimberly Fletcher. She is also a talk show host. She has a weekend show, Sunday, Saturday and Sundays. And you can visit that by going to homefrontradio.com. That's homefrontradio.com. By the way, I will send you the podcast for today's show if you want to use that on your website as well to help promote, or anywhere where you want to help promote the moms and march and encourage mothers across this nation. Also, you need to go to MomsMarchForAmerica.org. That's MomsMarchForAmerica.org. Very simple. I've got the goals of the march here. I want to read a little bit of this, Kimberly. The goal of the Moms March is to shine a light on the powerful influence of mothers on our nation and come together to stand for decency, truth, family, freedom, and the Constitution. Each year, the United Nations holds the Commissions on the Status of Women, where representatives from hundreds of countries meet to discuss issues impacting women around the world. The two-week assembly is full of debates and negotiations with the objective of creating an outcome document of agreed conclusions, which each country is expected to adopt. While the document is not legally binding, it is considered soft international law. We heard that before. Because it impacts social norms, public policy, and decision makers around the world. This year, And oh my goodness, we're hearing so much noise. This year, the big push of radical feminists representing the United States and European nations is to classify motherhood as unpaid workers. Women working at home, caring for children, declaring it a burden that needs to be recognized, reduced, and redistributed. Of course, that means more government intervention, more taxes to pay for that intervention, and more condemnation of our men and boys. And really, it's a demeaning of the women as well. And this is what we're fighting. This is what we're up against. Kimberly, you mentioned in one of those that you'd written or was posted, and I don't remember if it was on your page or the Moms March page, where this isn't necessarily a physical march, but it's a cultural march to lift up moms. I'm going to have you address that. Well, I think we've got some callers I want to go to, but I want to have you address that. This is a cultural march.
It is. It is a cultural march toward a higher standard, and we are the ones who set the standard. The mothers and women of the country are always the ones who decide what the level of humanity and decency is going to be in a culture, and liberty, too. If we want to have good legislators, we need to be raising those patriots in our home who understand the Constitution, who understand what public virtue is, and understand what true character is, because we live in a government of freedom. When the people are the ones who are the governed, you need to have people of integrity and good moral character, or they steal your money and they steal your land and they steal everything. So those things, those principles start at home. So it is a cultural march, and we are encouraging people that, you know, if you want to bring signs, that's fine, as long as they strictly adhere to mothers, what, you know, something about mom, what mom empowerment, or, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle, or whatever.
No pink headgear either.
The media is going to be looking for that. But yeah.
No pink headgear.
No pink headgear, no oddball costumes about, you know, anyway, we won't go there. But
you know what disappointed me? We've got to go to a phone call here in just a second, but you know what disappointed me besides what their real purpose was, is that these women didn't respect those younger women, those little girls,
right,
those adolescents, any more than what they did. I mean, I know that they I know that they've all bought and paid for, or been bought out, or bought a bill of goods, whatever you want to say. And you know, this comes back from my generation, the hippie era, when they had the you know, make love, not war, and it was a sexual revolution, and they don't want to be responsible for that. And it is really a vulgar, they really are nasty women, and what they exposed those younger girls to was just, it broke my heart. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Doing just fine. You guys are as delightful as usual. I wanted to point out a scientific study has been made that shows how a man's affinity for women, it can be read from his hands. If you look at a man's hand, if his ring finger is longer than his index finger, he adores women. Now take a look at Trump's hand. His ring finger is longer than his index finger.
Okay.
It sounds funny, but there's scientific evidence. There's a validity to it. But here's a question. Here's a question. I haven't seen the Pope's hand. Is the Pope, is his index finger shorter than his ring finger? Because he says we shouldn't breed like rabbits. So what's your guys' take on that? I'll let you go and listen to your answers.
Okay. You know, they have, it didn't used to be this way, Kimberly, but you and I both know that society, certain ones in society, particularly the feminists, they look down on women like you and I that had large families. And I did not homeschool, and I remember dealing with some of that as I walked into the school and registered my children when we moved one time. And when you go out to dinner and people are counting you in the line, we talked about this over the weekend too, and would come up and say some pretty rude, they didn't mean it rude, but it was, and strange things. Family has been demeaned, and we need to lift it up.
Yeah, I had the same experience in it was a Burger King or McDonald's, I can't remember. And at the time, I only had three children. And we're sitting there, and this little girl with her mom at the other table, she's probably about 8 or 9 years old, and she goes, "Oh, my gosh, look at all those kids." I'm like, "Well, it's only three."
I should have brought them all. Well, we were in Silver Dollar City one time and walked into a little restaurant there within Silver Dollar City, and you could see people. They were counting me, and then somebody came up and said, "Are all of them boys?" Well, yeah. I was laughing. I said, "I was tempted a time or two. I'm not sure, guys. Drop them. Let's make sure." You know, it was rude.
Yeah.
They don't mean it. Can't keep quiet.
No, but you know what? I've had some really incredible experiences too. Great teaching moments for the kids. When we were at Disney World a few years back, we had all the kids, and they were all, I think my oldest was 17 at the time, so we had all 8 of them. And my youngest was like, 5 or 6 months old. And so, you know, they're stringing along little stair steps. And there are a lot of Chinese and Japanese people that come to Disney World. And every time we saw one of these families, and this guy would come up and, "Oh my gosh, you're so blessed, all those sons."
Yeah.
You know, and the Chinese and the Japanese, and they were in awe of this big, beautiful family, because they can't have one.
We're in awe because we're out of time, and we are blessed, Kimberly. This nation has been blessed. When we say God bless America, He already has, and it's time for America to come back and bless Him. Thank you, Kimberly, for all that you do. We're going to have her on again. We're going to talk a little bit more about, a lot more about, the Moms March and encouraging mothers across this great nation as Kimberly and Beth Ann both work to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.